And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
And we are back. Phone lines open at 367-1240. If you'd like to be a part of our next segment, perhaps have a question, comment for two gentlemen from Iberia Parish Crime Stoppers. Again, we welcome in Sergeant Stephen Gidry and Mike Barra. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for braving the rain today.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Appreciate the opportunity, as always. And once again, an opportunity to find out what the Crime Stoppers program is all about. And, of course, feature a particular crime of the week. And once again, we'll offer up some information now and repeat it. But, again, take note, 364-TIPS is the number. If you ever want to report a tip to Crime Stoppers, 364-8477, 364-TIPS. And find them on Facebook, too, as Iberia Crime Stoppers in the community continues to grow there on Facebook, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Jeff, and it's an awesome experience, man. People are actually starting to come together to observe the program and understand what it's about, and the phone lines have also been picking up as well.
Good to hear, good to hear. Mike, we hope fundraising continues to be a blessing.
I wish it was a blessing because we need to have a good fundraiser. You know, all of the yard signs that we were talking about earlier, it costs money to do that. And, of course, paying out rewards costs money. And so we're thinking of things, the board is thinking of what things that we can do, whether we're going to have a crawfish something, a car raffle, anything that you can think of, even, you know, floating alligators in a bayou, whatever. But we've got to do something pretty soon. Our funding is through generosity of donations, and we've been getting some of those. But we need something that's going to tide us over till the end of the year.
It is nonprofit status. Is that tax deductible?
501c3, of course, so, yes. So, tax deductible.
So, again, if folks do want to make a donation, we'll remind, can they call that tips line to offer up a donation, or should they maybe do something else?
Well, you can call the tips line, but, you know, if they want a donation, all they have to do is make it to Iberia Crime Stoppers, Post Office Box 11235, and that's 70562.
Okay.
And or call me, and I'll go pick up the money.
No
whatever.
Doubt. There you go. There you go. Again, a lot of that information on the Facebook page, I trust, or the website, IberiaCrimeStoppers.com.
Always, yes.
Very good, very good. Have we seen any success in the last week? Have we gotten some good, solid tips?
What I can say is that we have gotten some solid tips that will lead to something. Mm-hmm. Whether it's an arrest or not, I can't confirm or deny that. However, the tips that I have been getting have been pretty good tips.
Good to hear. Again, folks, feeling a little bit more comfortable with the anonymity, convinced that it is an anonymous way to offer up.
Absolutely. Your name is not needed, your address is not needed, and your phone number is not needed. Our tips line caller ID has been blacked out, so we don't even know who's calling. It just rings, and I pick it up.
There you go. And again, if you're not there, it's picked up by a national Crime Stoppers
call center.
Call center. There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So they will be speaking to a live person every single time, 24 hours a day.
Remind us again the process, how someone can be assured that it's anonymous, and how they find out about rewards and those kind of things.
Simply call in to 364-TIPS, 364-8477, and start talking. Tell us your tip. By the end of the phone call, you will receive a special number. So you are known to me as a number, not a name, nothing like that. You're a number. They are told
it's the one time in life you want to be known by a number, not
absolutely,
a name.
Absolutely,
you know?
Jeff. Yes.
to put it into Bob Seger terms, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. But at the end of the phone call, they're issued that number and told to remember that number. They are then told to call back the second Thursday of the month after the board meets on the second Wednesday of the month to see if their tip led to an arrest and if they're eligible for a reward.
And just because they weren't that first, second Thursday, maybe a month later,
absolutely,
they would be.
So. Absolutely. We encourage every tipster to call back every second Thursday to follow up on their tip.
There you go. When we offer up the featured crime of the week, we just want to remind folks again, call in any tip. It doesn't have to be directly related to the featured crime of the week, but it is the one we feature. But again, any crime, whether it's ever been a featured crime or not, if you see something that you're concerned about, call.
Absolutely, Jeff. Just like you said, this is just a featured crime of the week. Any information that anyone has out there relating to any type of crime that has been committed, are very encouraged to call the TIPS line, 364-TIPS. That could be anywhere from a misdemeanor failure to appear for a traffic ticket warrant all the way up to information that somebody out there knows who took someone else's life.
I'm not sure if you want to get into it, but is there a process that you do go through to say, yeah, this would be a good featured crime of the week? Because there's maybe you're just on the verge of solving, maybe you just need one little piece. Is there anything that you're looking at there?
There's a lot of different variables before I decide on a crime of the week. And it could be anywhere from, you know, the detectives in the sheriff's office are, like you said, on the verge of solving it and just need a little bit more help, all the way up to something that is occurring on a daily basis that needs to be addressed. All those different kinds of factors come into play when I decide which crime of the week to choose.
There you go. We debut it on Thursdays, but I know you've got some other media partners that debut it on Wednesdays.
Yes, sir. I'll let Mike go ahead and take over on that part.
Well, in fact, last night, 10 o'clock news, or 9 o'clock news for them. It was 10 o'clock. KLAF ran the crime of the week. But they also run all during the day as a public service. So it's not just featured night that they're doing it, and KTC and KLAF are doing the same thing. So we're getting a lot of publicity out there through television and, of course, your show and the Daily Iberian. And we also have avenues available at KPL Radio and Lafayette when we need to. So getting the word out right now, Facebook has been extremely successful. We're at 8,796. I know that Stephen and the rest of the board wanted to reach 10,000 by August the 1st, but
you're well on your way.
Well, that's 1,200 that we have to go, so that's going to be pushing it. We just have a few days left, actually. 2 days. What's the day?
Well, we're in June right now. We still got a month left.
Okay. I know June and July seem like the same month.
Yeah, well,
it's
that's true.
Same starting letter,
yeah,
same
exactly.
Second letter.
I had a guy, a neighborhood guy, who named all, and he ended up with six or seven kids, all named starting with a J. And he named one child June, one in July, because that's when they were born. Anyway, we digress. But again,
who was George?
I've got to name it after a J, but she was born in March. Stephen, now let's go ahead and do the featured crime of the week. And again, the tips number 364-8477, 364-TIPS.
Thank you, Jeff. This week's featured crime is unfortunately another murder. It occurred at about 12:30 in the morning on July 1st of 2016. Deputies were dispatched to the intersection of Anderson Street and Pershing Street in reference to a shooting. When the deputies arrived on scene, there was an extremely large crowd surrounding a white vehicle. This vehicle was occupied two times. One of the people inside was Donald Boatman. The vehicle had been struck several times by gunshots, one of the bullets penetrated through Donald's head, causing his death. When deputies went to the large crowd that was surrounding the vehicle, nobody knew what happened. Nobody saw what happened. Nobody heard what happened. But there were dozens of people in the area. I'm reaching out to the people in that crowd that might have some information, that might be afraid of retribution. This is the chance to come forward with that information and remain 100% completely anonymous. Nobody's going to know who you called, and you could be eligible for an award up to $1,000 if your information leads to an arrest.
Is there any indication this was a targeted hit, or was it a random drive-by? Was the vehicle parked, do we know, or did it come to a stop after?
I'm not specifically sure about that. When deputies did arrive on scene, the vehicle wasn't parked, though.
Gotcha. So, again, if anyone has some thoughts, some information on that, back in, when was that of 16?
July 1st of 2016.
So almost a year ago to the date. So maybe that rings a bell, knowing it was almost a year ago to the date, getting ready for 4th of July activities, maybe whatever might make you, in your mind, trigger some sort of information. But maybe a year ago, without this program, you're a little bashful. You didn't want to offer up information in fear of retribution, like the sergeant said, but now a year later, we have this program.
That's absolutely right. And I can't reiterate enough that it is completely anonymous. Nobody is going to know who you are, or where you live, or even your phone number. Just like I say in my videos, my tagline is all we want is your information, and that's exactly what we want, just your information, nothing else.
And we would like to get you a little reward money, too, if it leads.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But again, it starts with that information.
Yes, sir. I mean, we have other means of getting information out to the sheriff's office, but this merely makes it so much easier. Plus, there might be a cash reward available for you if your tips are good.
Absolutely. So, again, this murder happened Anderson and Field Street?
Anderson and Pershing Street.
Pershing, thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Anderson and Pershing Street, July 1st, 2016. Again, it was a white vehicle.
It was a white vehicle, yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else on that you'd like to pass on, or any other information you want to share with us?
We would love to solve this murder case.
Yeah.
Along with the other murders that we've done in the past. But any information that anybody has relating to any crime that has been committed are strongly encouraged to call us.
How about proactive calls? Maybe they didn't see a crime, but maybe they witnessed something that looked a little weird.
Call us.
Yeah.
Because what I'll do is I will forward that information to the proper division of the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office.
Gotcha. Very good. Mike, any other thoughts before we let you guys go?
Well, on Facebook, you know, we've been posting a lot of stolen bikes or car break-ins. But when that does happen, it's fine to post it on our Facebook, but you should call the Sheriff's Department and report a crime.
Right. Don't consider that the one-stop shop necessarily. It's great that you put it there, but... again, it's always a good idea, especially as immediately as possible. As the administrator of the page, you don't always see these things right away.
Right.
But the quicker you can call the sheriff's office on something you feel you've witnessed, that can expedite. And the quicker authorities know about it, probably the quicker it can get solved.
Or absolutely.
The better chance it gets solved.
And that was a valid point to make, Mike.
Yeah, you know, we'll help by posting.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you see... a three-wheel bicycle with black and white stripes on it, we know what that is. It was stolen. So, but you have to call the police department first, notify the sheriff's department that a crime has been committed, or the city of Generet, the local police.
Right.
But notify them, too.
But it's great that, especially if they can put pictures, because you got 8,000 eyes out there on Facebook who say, you know, I saw that. You know, I didn't realize it was criminal activity, but I saw it. Now
absolutely.
I know it's criminal activity, and now I can maybe make that call to the tips line.
And that's exactly right, Jeff.
I did see one post, a comment you made about someone who had been posting. What are some of the things you don't necessarily want to see on the Facebook page?
What I'm trying to do is keep this program professional and positive. There was a post a couple days ago that just it was out of anger. It was showing disrespectful comments, and that's not what we're looking for on this page. We're here to all come together as one, so that we can all go for the same goal, and that's to stop criminals from doing crimes. and catch those criminals and put them in jail where they belong. But that post, that was not togetherness at all.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news and nip things in the bud, but for the well-being of everybody else who is following this Facebook page, one person out is...
And it can distract from the better things that are on there, too.
Absolutely.
In as much as they're not necessarily needed on that, they can be a distraction of the important things.
And that's exactly right, Jeff. We want to keep this program going strong. Almost 9,000 members now. Everybody join for the same goal.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and it's not just me. I'm sure everyone who's on there, when one of their friends seeks to join the page, it obviously goes to the administrator. We receive those texts. I think you can opt out of that. But it's great to see every day one of my friends is looking to join at least once a day.
So. That's fantastic to hear, Jeff. Yeah. And that's what I'm hoping that everybody else is doing, too. Just spreading the word. That's really what we need right now. It's a brand new program, not only for the sheriff's office, but for the city and parish of Iberia as well. It's kicked off to an amazing start. Blew up, like I said before in the past. It's blown up a lot faster than I thought it was going to, which is it's very encouraging. But we still need to get that word out. I'm really hoping for that 10,000 mark soon.
Very good. Anything else before we let you guys go?
Just a reminder about the yard signs. They'll be at the courthouse. We have a limited supply. We will need to get some more, but you can pick it up from Sergeant Guidry, 300 on the main floor.
Yes, sir.
As you walk in to the right, just ask for the Crime Stoppers office, and they'll be there. And I do want to, tonight I'll be at the Generette Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
That'll be at 6 o'clock, and we're trying to involve as many of our friends in Generette as possible. So we'll be putting out some posters and banners and signs there.
Is it a general chamber meeting, or is this specific for, you've been invited to specifically talk about Crime Stoppers?
Well, no, I think it's specifically about Crime Stoppers. I don't think it's a regular meeting, but we're also going to try and meet with the mayor and get her blessings on where we can put up posters and signs and banners.
Very good, very good. If you missed any portion of this conversation, we'll have it up on our website a little bit later on today at kane1240.com. And trying to get into the habit of linking you guys as well. But always a pleasure again. Sergeant Stephen Guidry, Mike Bauer, appreciate you guys joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.